Good morning, tappers. How are we doing? It is a daily tap for Friday, June 22nd. Here we go. It's been a while since we've done a podcast. It's been since Tuesday. I've missed you guys. I couldn't not do a podcast this morning. Basically, what's going on here is I am moving, so obviously that's a tough week of just sort of getting material, but I would have had some opportunities, except for the fact that I do not have internet at my old apartment, where I'm staying at for the time being. My new internet at my new place actually does have internet and ready to roll. But I have no furniture, so I don't have a couch there. I think if I had a couch there, I think I'd just probably sleep there and hang out and whatever, get some stuff done. So I'm kind of screwed. I just rock in a hard place, right? I have no real way to go, and I thought about doing podcasts, and I've just been tired. I'm not going to make any excuses, but I just really haven't had a lot of time. It's not been there, and so yeah, but I missed you guys. I wanted to talk about the draft last night, and I'm hoping that this weekend we'll be able to get back going with everything. Seriously, working out, doing all this other stuff. I really hope that this is the start of just sort of a turnaround here, because man, it has been a while. It's just feel like I'm doing one or two things. It's definitely not how I've done it the last few months, weeks, days. So this is taped through the phone, just like we did at the hotel last week. I think that was about 10 days ago. Before we get into the NBA draft, I want to remind you, so that WI is where you can find us: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Now, we haven't really posted a lot to Facebook right now because, like I said, I have no internet. So I'm hoping the blogs come back on Saturday and Sunday, maybe even tonight. I'll be back with the internet, have some time to sort of do some writing and maybe get that accomplished. We're going to talk about the NBA draft, talk about it for the Bucks perspective, talk about just overall, and then a little quick Brewer note since they kicked the Cardinals' ass, which is always good to see. All right, so starting out with the NBA draft. So the Milwaukee Bucks go with Dante DiVincenzo from Villanova, a guy that I had wanted. I think if we were to do a pod on Wednesday, a pod on Thursday, I would have sort of said, sounds like DiVincenzo is one of the guys, and I'm pretty excited for it. And I know that I have Big East blinders, big Marquette fan. I've watched Dante DiVincenzo carve up Marquette multiple times. That said, he is an awesome player. He is a very good player. He fills a need for the Bucks. I don't know if he fills, any draft pick is not going to fill every need that the Bucks have. The Bucks are a good basketball team. They're not a great basketball team. They have other needs than just what Dante is filling in for. But what he is filling in for is the fact that the Bucks lack shooting off the bench. Now that they added that, he was a 40% shooter in college. He also has great versatility. He is a sneaky good athlete. I think people underestimate his athleticism just because of, his look. I'm not going to – let's not mince words here. I mean, the guy can attack the hoop. He can make some big plays. I mean, he's not just a three-point shooter. He can definitely take over a game, and he's kind of a microwave. He has sort of that J.R. Smith ability, or, where he get hot and just stay hot, and you just ride the hot hand. You also remember, too, Mike Budenholzer has been – famously known for improving wing development, and DiVincenzo would definitely fit that profile. I think there is a lot to like there, and he's a guy who can help out right now. I think that's also extremely important. The Bucks are a team who think they can be a top four team in the East next year. We'll see what happens with all the free agency drama, all the other stuff going on, but They think they can be a top four team in the East. I think they can be a top four team in the East. A guy like Lonnie Walker, a guy like Robert Williams, I don't know if that makes you a top four team in the East. And we'll get to those two guys in a second. So with DiVincenzo, he's just a very good fit. Like, I hope people realize that. Like, I know that Bucks Twitter freaked out because Bucks Twitter is probably the worst place on the internet. Like, I know there are probably other actually worse places, but Bucks Twitter just, I swear to God, they can never be fucking happy. Like, can you actually enjoy things for once in your goddamn life? Like, people, and like, look, was it like a good thing that the Bucks social media team was like saying Skip Bayless likes our pick? Not really. Actually, I thought it was a sneaky troll, but you know what? Who gives a fuck? Like, who cares that Skip Bayless likes our pick? You know, why does that have to be a big thing for Bucks Twitter? They are just a group of idiots. I really, some of them are good, but man, oh man, they stink. Like, I don't understand why anyone would enjoy talking basketball on Twitter about the Milwaukee Bucks, because it's just a cynical, miserable place. I don't know if they'll ever be happy. I mean, Christ, the Packers have a lot of dumbasses, but the conversation is usually pretty good. The Brewers, I mean, they have some the cynicism of the Bucks can bleed in, but the Brewers also have a decent community. They have just a few idiots, too, who are just idiots in general on Twitter. And sometimes that's, you can't solve for idiocracy. So I don't understand that. I don't understand why anyone's going to get mad there, but because of it. So anyways, then Lonnie Walker and Robert Williams were two of the guys who I think Bucks fans hoped the Bucks would draft at that 17 spot. Let's start with Robert Williams. So Robert Williams is, I think he's the easier one to break down about why he wasn't a good fit. Robert Williams is a good basketball player. He is a beast inside. Definitely would have added a physical presence for Milwaukee. Robert Williams has work ethic issues, but Budenholzer's been known to be sort of, I wouldn't say a hard ass, but he's definitely not a easygoing guy. He needs, and so Williams would be pushed. How would he respond with his work ethic? His work ethic has been put in the question. You have to wonder that. You also have to wonder the fact he can't shoot fucking free throws. He's 43% from the line. So if Robert Williams becomes a factor for Milwaukee down the stretch and in playoff games or in big games, they're going to just hack him. He's just going to get a hack-a-bob. Like, they're just going to hack him all night. And then that's, you know. So he also is not that great of an offensive master. He doesn't have, like, the post moves that Marvin Bagley has. He has a lot of work. He's a project. So once again, that is not a guy the Bucks want. And I think in a way, Lonnie Walker's a project. Like, I think Lonnie Walker's a good player. And I think Lonnie Walker could have contributed with his defense right off the jump. But he's still going to need some time. He's still going to need some seasoning. I get that he has a huge wingspan and he's only 6'4". But, like, he shot 34% from three last year. Like, why does everyone want Lonnie Walker? Can someone, like, walk me through why Lonnie Walker is better than DiVincenzo? Is it his age? Is it the ability to slash? His ability to defend? I mean, the Bucks have a lot of defending a lot of slashing guards. Like, that's not a problem. They needed three-point shooting. How hard is this to understand? Is it because he got hot in the tournament? Yeah, maybe that helped. Maybe he wasn't a guy there. But fact of the matter is he had great workouts, and the Bucks and the rest of the NBA saw him as a potential. If DiVincenzo doesn't go to the Bucks, he goes somewhere soon to a lot of the other teams who are right around that 18 to 21 area. All right, so other NBA draft hot takes. Bucks Twitter, because they are the depths of the earth, are going to freak out about the Mavericks taking Kostas. So the Mavericks took Kostas Antetokounmpo. Great night. And some people are calling it a warning shot for 2021. I already saw that be put out there. A couple of things here. Kostas is not that good. Like, we have to go into that and know Kostas is a subpar marginal basketball player. If the Mavericks want to hold on to Kostas for 3 years, by all means. But Kostas is like Dom DiMaggio. Do you know who Dom DiMaggio is? Of course you don't. But if you do, Dom DiMaggio is Joe's younger brother. He played on the Red Sox. He actually wasn't that bad. But I don't think Kostas will be that good of a player. Now, I think Alex, his younger brother, who I believe is a junior in high school, he's good. Like, he's actually a good player. Like, he is legitimately a star. Like, he's going to be a really good player. Kostas is, there's a reason that Marquette and Wisconsin did not even look at him. They did not even give him a chance. They did not even want to recruit him. You know, teams like Dayton, UNLV, others took a look at him. He was that level of basketball. You're drafting him because you hope, yeah, maybe we can develop him into something. And yeah, we could become a destination for Giannis in 2021 because we have guys like Luka Doncic as well as Jalen Brunson and now Kostas. Mavericks had a great draft. I can't believe that they talked the Hawks into trading Doncic for Trae Young. And now, you know, Dirk can probably retire. I would assume that Dirk will play one or two more years. And now you have the Doncic and Dirk connection, and he can learn from, Luka can learn from Dirk, and it sort of starts it again. I think they hope that Luka's the next Dirk, and you have Luka and Dennis Smith Jr., and that perimeter will not play much defense, but that is a damn fine perimeter. And they need big men, sure, but that's a really fun team. I love what the Mavericks did. I'm disappointed with the Bulls getting Wendell Carter. I think Wendell Carter is a really good player. I think the front line of Wendell Carter, Bobby Portis, and Lauri Markkanen is pretty deadly. And I think the Bulls could be a chance to be a playoff team. I don't know if they will be a playoff team, but they definitely have a good young squad now. And they can definitely make a push into the postseason next year. I have no idea, really, the Kings. I mean, I think every year we don't have any idea what the Kings do, right? But the fact is that the Kings just decided to did my recording? I don't know. My recording may have stopped, so I hope it didn't stop. I went to go look at something, and because I'm on my phone, and if it did stop, I apologize. But yeah, I have zero idea what the Kings actually decided to do. Like, I don't get the idea of Marvin Bagley over Luka. I get that Luka might not have wanted to come here, and they were worried, and they needed to make sure that the guy that they were bringing in was going to play there. And they seem to only draft Duke and Kentucky guys, which is a weird, interesting move. I don't really get that as well. The Wizards drafting Troy Brown was fantastic. Thank you, Wizards. Troy Brown has a lot of work to do, and I think a lot of people worried that he could become a Buck. If the Bucks were going to do a project, I would have loved to see them get Mitchell Robinson, but didn't seem like people had learned their lesson from the Jordan Bell trade, because nobody really dealt those picks. And I think those are really good picks to have, that 30 to 40, because you do get a lot of talent right there. I think Omari Spellman to the Hawks was a nice pick. I think the Hawks, while Trae Young, like, I think there's so much to do there. I don't know if I could really get down. I already said I couldn't get down with the Luka thing, but Trey, I know Travis Schlenk, who was a Golden State, you know, executive with Steph Curry. He basically thinks Trae Young can be Steph Curry. That's a large burden. I think Trae Young can live up to it, but he has a long way to go, and we'll just see if that's going to work. I also think Trae Young going to Atlanta probably means Dennis Schroeder is gone. I don't want him in Milwaukee, though. Keep him the fuck away. I had another. Oh, the Philly thing. The fact that Philly, Philly made a really smart deal to get Zaire Smith and trade Mikal Bridges to the Suns, even though it was a just bad PR look, because they get a unprotected 2021 pick, which, mind you, could be when the draft pool opens up with high schoolers, because that is the year the one and done could end. So it was a really smart move. Zaire Smith's a project, but he'll take some seasoning, but he's a good player, really good player. And Mikal Bridges, yeah, I think what Philly should have done is they should not have went forward with the press conference. They shouldn't have done anything with Bridges. They should have just said, hey, look, I understand you're a hometown kid. We love the fact that we love your mom. We love that you work here, but we can't have you like do anything yet. We may trade you. So that's, you know. There's issues. There's issues with that, but they made a smart move. And so, yeah, the story sucks. It would be like the Packers would trading T.J. Watt. They don't really trade draft picks, but it's like if the Packers traded T.J. Watt a couple years ago. The internet would have burnt down. It would have been awesome. But that would be the equipment. It might be worse since his mom does work for the team. It's not like T.J. Watt's mom works for the Packers. Crazy. I feel like there was another team I wanted to touch on, and I'm kind of trying to rack my brain a little bit on who exactly I'm thinking about, but I don't know if it's going to come to me. So I will say this. ESPN has to figure out who covers their draft, because Reese Davis, Chauncey Billups, and Jay Billis were nap-inducing. Jay Billis has a decent amount of energy, but he had no one to like argue with. Like, why isn't Fran Fraschilla on stage? Fran Fraschilla does all their international, and he's a college basketball analyst. Why isn't there one college basketball analyst on there? Like, Kurt Herbstreit was definitely a nice add to the NFL draft. Why didn't you add Jay Williams? Why didn't you add, I think Seth Greenberg's an idiot, but why didn't you add Seth Greenberg? Just add somebody. I know Jay Billis is technically the college guy, but Jay Billis is more trying to play the role of Mel Kiper. Like, this Mike Schmitz guy I think they had, who I think is from Draft Express, who they brought in. Like, why don't you have Mike at the table, and then Jay Billis is your college guy, and the NBA guy is not Chauncey Billups? Because he tried to fill the role of Jalen Rose, and it was just like watching paint dry. Like, it was just, there was no energy. Chauncey's just, that's not who he is. Like, why not Paul Pierce? Like, Paul Pierce would have been a fine ad too. Trying to do your work, ESPN. All right, really quick, because I ran long here. Thoughts on the Brewers. I thought the Brewers played really well last night. It's good to see the Cardinals make a ton of errors, and then the Brewers take advantage of those errors. And then the Cubs lose, so the Brewers, definitely a great day. You know, I think a split is perfectly acceptable against the Cardinals. If they get today, I think then you play with house money the rest of the week. Flaherty's been a good pitcher. Definitely can get to him with left-hander, so maybe another big night for Thames and Shaw. Obviously, Craig Counsell's been, working with these lineups here, and Thames in right field is not necessarily the sexiest option, but it's going to have to happen, and you're going to have to take your risks and become a, sort of a worse defensive team to get all the bats in. The DH is desperately needed in baseball. The Brewers would be such a better team with the DH, because you just have Thames DH all time. Like, that would be it. The occasional Hernan Perez DH spot maybe, or somebody for a righty-lefty, or to give Braun a day off. But, man, it's just frustrating that there's no DH. All right, well, that about does it. Like I said, I'll do another podcast tomorrow. We'll see where it is. We'll see if it's over the phone, and we'll see if it's on the podcast network, but we'll get it done. So you know where to follow us, NoTapWI, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, the whole thing. We'll get this up and ready for you guys soon. All right, take care. Have a good one, Tappers.